upcoming Shabbos, Parshas Vayera. It is also Tesvav Mar Cheshvan. Tesvav Mar Cheshvan, the 15th of the month, is mentioned in Navi, in Malachim. This was the day that Yeravim ben Nevat proclaimed Sukkos. He pushed Sukkos from Tishrei to Mar Cheshvan. As the Pasuk says, V'chodesh Hashmini Asher Bada Miliboy. This was like something which he thought that the concept of a leap year not only has to be in Nisan, it could be in Tishrei as well. Yerushalmi in Avodah Zarah says that he did this with Shabbos, not only with Yom Tov, but also with Shabbos, because the Pasuk says, HaChodesh HaShabbada Milibo, it says it with a Dalet. Although we read it Milibo, it's red, Milevad, Mem Lamed Beis Dalet. So the Yerushalmi connects it with the Pasuk in Parshas Emor, Milevad Shabsois Hashem. Not only did he feel he had a right to maneuver the Yomim Tovim, but he also did it with Shabbos. But not getting into that now, the reason we're mentioning this, why mention a negative event, Chamisha Asa B'Mar Cheshvan, as the day that Yeravim ben Nevat, his rebellion against Malchus Beis David was extremely prominent here, where he utilized his power, where he becomes the melech over the Aseres HaShvatim, to decide when Yom Tov should be. Now the Bnei Yisoscha tells us, in the name of Rav Mendel of Rimanov, that the month of Mar Cheshvan is a month in which many gezeros against Klal Yisrael occurred, because this is the month in which the rebellion against Malchus Beis David took place. Now from the Yerushalmi it would seem, that same Yerushalmi in Avodah Zarah that talks about the Merida of Yeravim ben Nevat, it would seem that this was in Tishrei. The Yerushalmi connects it to the month of Tishrei. But Bnei Yisoscha quotes Rav Menachem Mendel of Rimanov, who's definitely a reliable source, that the Merida, and perhaps he's referring to the fact that he proclaimed Sukkos in the month of Mar Cheshvan, pushing it off a month. The Merida was in Mar Cheshvan. And the fact that this Shabbos is the 15th of the month, and the 15th of the month reminds us on the positive side of Malchus Beis David, being that it is the 15th, in the 15th generation from Avram Avinu with Shlomo HaMelech. David was the 14th, Shlomo was the 15th, Shlomo from the word Shlomo, the Levana is B'Shlemusa, Kaima Siha Rabba Ashlamusa, Levana B'Milua. The 15th of the month is a day that is associated with the way Malchus Beis David will be, the way Malchus Beis David is supposed to be, and yet on this 15th of Mar Cheshvan, looking in Sefer Melachim, we see that on this day, the rebellion against Malchus Beis David takes place. And as mentioned many times, where there is a pegam, where there is a yerida, where there's a downfall, that's where the aliyah is. The fact that there was a merida in Mar Cheshvan, and Malchus Beis David was violated, Yeravim ben Nevat, and those who followed him talk about David in derogatory terms, Ben Yishai, son of Yishai, they don't even call him by his first name, and they not only rebel against Malchus Beis David, they also rebel against Yerushalayim, as we'll see. Then the month of Mar Cheshvan is the month in which we have to rectify and restore Malchus Beis David and Yerushalayim, being that here's where the rebellion takes place. Especially this Shabbos, which Parshas Vayera is the parsha in where Malchus Beis David is actually hidden. As Chazal tell us, Matsasi on the Pasuk in Tehillim Pei Tes, Matsasi David Avdi B'Shemen Kotchi Meshachtiv. I found David, says David in Tehillim. Hashem is saying it, David is writing it in Tehillim. Where does Hashem find David? Gemara asks him, Yivamis V'Heichen Matsasiv B'Sidoim, in Sidoim. Malchus Beis David is in Sidoim, of all places. The lowest place on earth, spiritually, and not only spiritually, also geographically, that is below sea level, the lowest spot on earth that is below sea level itself is the Dead Sea, which is the Yam HaMelech. The Dead Sea we know is where Sodom was originally, before it was turned around. That's where Malchus Beis David is located. And as the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in this week's parasha, when Lot is rushed by the Malachim to leave, Kum kaches ishtachav es shtei b'noisecha hanim tzo'ois. Your two daughters that are found in the city. The word hanim tzo'ois, that are found, is difficult here. Why does it have to say that I found? Obviously they are found. They're here. The two daughters are with them. Why is it necessary to say Hanim Sois? Says the Gemara, that's the Metziah, that's Malchus Beis David. Because Malchus Beis David comes out of the two daughters of Light, from the older daughter, of course, Rus, and from the second daughter, Naamah HaAmonis, and from the two comes Moshiach. From the two comes David HaMelech HaMoshiach. So Malchus Beis David is actually rooted in this parasha. Malchus Beis David is rooted in Sodom, in Parshas Vayera, which this year falls out on the very day that that Malchus Beis David was violated and desecrated, with Yeravim and Nevat proclaiming Chag HaSukkos on the 15th of Mar Cheshvan. So therefore, definitely, the topic of the day, so to speak, the stress should be about restoring Malchus Beis David, Ubikshu es Hashem Eloheihem v'es David Malkam, as the Pasuk says. We have to demand and desire and ask for it. For Malchus Beis David, which is in Golus now, and which actually, since this occurrence, since the Chalukah of Malchus Beis David, since the split which took place in Mar Cheshvan, has not been rectified, and as a result of that, we're in Golus Ad HaYoyim Hazeh, because of the Sinas Chinam, because of the split originating with Yosef and the brothers, intensifying here when Yeravam split away from Rechavam, who was at that time the king, the son of Shlomo HaMelech. The mazel of Mar Cheshvan, every month has a mazel, as we mentioned last week, the mazel of Mar Cheshvan is Akriv. Akriv is the scorpion. This is the month of the scorpion, Scorpio. Akriv is the letters Kufresh Ayin Beis, Kera Beis. Kera means split, ripped apart. Ripped apart into two, Kera Beis. Klal Yisrael was ripped into two. Yehuda and Binyamin, under the banner of Malchus Beis David, and the Aseres Hashvatim following the Malchei Yisrael, beginning with Yeravam. And that occurred in this month, in the month of Mar Cheshvan. This is where the split began. Akrev, which is a scorpion, is certainly, as we mentioned, a negative creature. This is not a creature that we associate with anything positive. The sting of the Akrev is deadly. And the Akrev, as Chazal tell us, denotes, it hints to us, it symbolizes Krirus, frigid, something which is cold, as we have in the word Akrev, the Kufresh in the middle, Kar, it's cold. The sting of the Akrev, the poison of the Akrev, freezes the nervous system, unlike the poison of a Nachash, which Chazal tell us is hot, while the sting of the Akrev is cold. Something which is cold, coldness denotes Pirud, separation, when we say, he's very cold to me. Warmth is achdus. Achdus is warmth. When we are warm to each other, when there's a warmth, there's a spirit of warmth, we know that means that we're together. When people are not together, they're cold to each other. So the Akriv, Kerabes, the Akriv right away tells us that we're talking here about Pirud, we're talking about Krirus, which is totally the opposite of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the city of warmth. Yerushalayim, as the Pasuk says, Ir Shechubra Lo Yachtov, the city that unites, the city that brings us all together. And in Mazel Akrav occurs the split, where Yeravam and Rechavam, who incidentally both Yeravam and Rechavam have in the letters of their name, the Resh Beis Ayin of the word Akrav. The Kuf, the Zohar says the Kuf stands for Kedusha. But the Resh Beis Ayin, which is Bera, both in Rechavam and in Yeravam, who are both considered Rishoyim in Tanakh, obviously if they were living today, they'd be very great people. But Rishoyim compared to David and Shlomo HaMelech, this split begins in their time, in the month of Mar Cheshvan and in the month of Akrev.
You see, by today's standard, they would be Gedolim.
Well, Yeravim ben Nevat, the Gemara. I mean, Hashem spoke to Yeravim ben Nevat, as the Gemara says. Hashem told him, if you do tshuva, I, you, and David will walk together in Gan Eden. How many Rishoyim do you know today that commune with God? And obviously, these are great people, just because they were so great. That's why they fell. He was an idol worshiper, and in those days, idol worship was a big Yetzirah. We don't have the Yetzirah today. So these were great people. They were definitely great people, but they were Nichshal. And, okay, not getting into that right now. The two parshiyos that we read in the month of Mar Cheshvan, Lech Lecha Vayera, which both talk to us about the life and time of Avraham Avinu, both talk to us about the formation of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is being built in these two parashiyos, beginning in Lech Lecha, where we learn about Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem. Sholem is Yerushalayim, but it's only part of Yerushalayim. It's the S-A-L-E-M, the Salem part of Jerusalem. Sholem, Shalem. In our parasha, it's completed by the Akedah, by Yikra Avram Shem HaMokam Hu Hashem Yira. Avram Avinu calls the name of the place where the Akedah takes place, Hashem Yira, Yira Yeroe, Behar Hashem Yeroe, which is the Yud Resh Vav is equal to Yira. The Yud Resh Vav of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is actually comprised of two words, Yira and Sholem, or Sholom, Shlim. Yore, Yira is fear, and Sholem, Sholem is peace, which is love. Love and peace go together. Yerushalayim is the city of love and fear, because one has to have love and fear. Love without fear is dangerous, because the love can go in the wrong direction. That was Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, there was a lot of love, but not love of Hashem. Mitzrayim is Begematria, the Shin Lamed Yud Mem of Yerushalayim. If you only have the Shin Lamed Yud Mem, you have Mitzrayim. Without the Yud Resh Vav, without the Yira, the Ahava can go in the wrong way. But together with the Yira controls the Ahava, that the Ahava should not go in the wrong direction, and the Ahava should be channeled only for love of Hashem. So Yerushalayim is necessary. Yerushalayim, which is the city of fear, the city of love, is a combination of both Yira and Sholem, which we read in these two parashiyos. In Lech Lecha we have the part Shlim, Sholem, Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem, and in Vayera we have the Yira. Vayikra Avraham Shem HaMakom Hu Hashem Yira. Why is this? Lech Lecha is the parasha that talks to us about the life of Avraham Avinu before his bris. The bris is at the end of the parasha. Lech Lecha is the part of the life of Avraham Avinu dealing with the outside world, dealing with negativity, dealing with Mitzrayim. Vayera Avraham Mitzrayim. Avraham goes down to Mitzrayim in parashas Lech Lecha. Avram fights the four kings in Parshas Lech Lecha. Avram separates from Lot in Parshas Lech Lecha. Avram receives the dream where he enters into the covenant with Hashem, the Bris Bein HaBesorim, where he's told, V'hinei Eimach Hashecha G'dayla Nefeles Olav. Avram Avinu chooses Golos instead of Gehenim for his children. As we know, the Medrash says, Hashem asked Avram, what would you rather have, Golos or Gehenim? And Avram chooses Golos. Eimach Hashecha G'dayla Nefeles Olav. Those are the Arba Malchiyos. Lech Lecha is a remez to Golus. Vayera is Geula. Lech Lecha, which means go. A Jew has to go. A Jew has to travel. A Jew has to constantly be leaving and going away from himself. Lech Lecha. A Jew has to constantly be willing to give up of his personal interests, give up his anuchias, his yeshus, and then he is zocha to Vayera, to revelation. Vayera is the revelation that one merits the reward that comes after the Lech Lecha. As we see literally here, right after the Bris Milah of Avram Avinu and Parshas Lech Lecha, what's the reward? Vayera Elav Hashem. This week's parasha beginning with Vayera Elav Hashem Be'eloinei Mamre. V'hu yoshev Pesach ha'ohel kechayim hayayim. Avram Avinu was sitting at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. As the Gemara tells us and Rashi brings down, Hashem took the sun out of its protective layer. The way it's going to be La'asid Lavoi, the Gemara says La'asid Lavoi, Hashem is going to take the sun out of its protective layer. The Rishoyim will bake and burn in it. The heat of the sun will be too difficult for them to endure. And they will die. And the Tzaddikim will heal in the rays of the sun. Hashem will allow them to, they'll be able to endure it. They'll be able to take the heat. This was a metaphor here of La'asid Lavoi. Avram Avinu is being rewarded here to a Vayera. And there is no Amira here. We don't find that Hashem appears to him for any specific reason. It just says Hashem appears to him, and then the next pasuk tells us he sees the three Malachim. So Hashem just appears to him and visits him. He experiences a high level, a revelation of godliness that he never experienced before. Before, whenever Hashem would appear to him, after telling him what he had to say, Hashem would leave, so to speak. Here, Hashem reveals himself to him and never leaves. From here till the end of Avraham Avinu's life, he's with Hashem constantly. This Vayera is permanent. This Vayera is the Vayera of La'asid Lavoi. And as we mentioned last week, Avraham, being that he's the first, the Roish Lama'aminim, the Rashis of the Avois, so his neshama encompasses all the neshamas of all the Jews, Atzer, Kol Hadayrus, all the generations until the end of time. Parshas Lech Lecha is the parsha in which Klal Yisrael have to deal with this world. And Maisa Ova Simin Labanim, the way Avram Avinu deals with the outside world, the way Avram Avinu deals with Mitzrayim, with the kings, is the way we deal with the outside world. The way we deal in Olam Hazeh, before Mashiach comes, where a Jew is commanded to be a Mahalech, a Jew has to constantly travel, Lech Lecha, and the more one goes, we can never be satisfied with any status quo, not physically or spiritually. Specifically, spiritually, we're talking here about. A Jew has to constantly travel and go higher and higher every day. And every day, Lech Lecha, over and over again. And a person has to remove himself, which is why we're here. We're sent to this world to fulfill the Lech Lecha, just like Avraham Avinu leaves his hometown, his family, his surroundings, to come closer to Hashem. So does a Jew. A Jew is sent to this world and is commanded, Lech Lecha, to go away, to leave all the outside influences, to deal with the outside world, but yet to remove himself from the outside world and not be affected by the outside world. And then comes Vayera. The more Lech Lecha, the more Vayera one merits. Without Lech Lecha, there's no Vayera. These two parashas go together. And we see the same concerning Yishmael, which is the Golus that we are in now, the one that we are suffering from today, right before Mashiach comes, is Yishmael. In Lech Lecha, we learn about the birth of Yishmael, the existence of Yishmael, the description of Yishmael, v'hu yihi apera odom. Yishmael lives, Yishmael exists. There's even the thought that Yishmael is part of Am Yisrael. Avraham Avinu says, Lu Yishmael yichye lefanecha. Halavai Yishmael will grow up to be a God-fearing Jew. From those four words, Lu Yishmael yichye lefanecha, says the Zohar, we suffer till today. Yishmael, till today, has grown throughout the world, because Avraham Avinu said, Lu Yishmael yichye lefanecha. In fact, we see right away, Hashem says, Lu Yishmael shematicha. Okay, I listen to you. All the suffering from Yishmael till this very moment is because of what Avraham Avinu says in the parasha, Lu Yishmael yichye lefanecha. So in Lech Lecha, which Lech Lecha again is the parasha that is related to this world, a parasha in which we have to, the parasha that teaches us how to deal with the outside world, how to deal with Olam Hazeh, is the parasha that has Yishmael in it. Yishmael is here. Here's where Yishmael exists. Vayera is where Yishmael is expulcated. Yishmael is chased. He's chased out of the home. Goresh ha'oma hazois v'yazbuna. Sarah tells Avraham Avinu, Yishmael is out. Goresh ha'oma hazois v'yazbuna. He is not part of Am Yisrael. Kilo yirash ben ha'oma hazois v'niyim Yitzchak. And of course, the story of the Akedah, as we mentioned many times, is the story that proves that Yishmael is not the Yechida, Yishmael is not Bincha Yechidecha. Yitzchak is the true child of Avraham, the only child of Avraham, who we come from, who Klal Yisrael descend from Yitzchak, not from Yishmael. Yishmael is not part of Am Yisrael. And the fact that Yitzchak was Maisa Nefesh, Yitzchak tells Yishmael, you talk to me about one part of the body. As we know, Yishmael disputed Yitzchak. Yishmael says to Yitzchak, I'm greater than you. I had a bris when I was 13. You were only 8 days. And as a result of that, Hashem tests Avram and Yitzchak with the Akedah, putting everything in proper perspective. Yitzchak is the true child of Avram, not Yishmael. So in Lech Lecha, Yishmael exists. Yishmael is born. To the point that even Avraham is uncertain who the true descendant is, that he even says, Lu Yishmael yichye lefanecha. Vayera, where the Geula begins, where the Hizgalus, where the revelation is, Vayera Elav Hashem, Yishmael is no longer in the picture. Gorei Sha'ama Hazayz V'yazbuna. Meaning, Lech Lecha is the world in which Yishmael exists. Vayera is the world in which Yishmael no longer exists, which is after Mashiach comes. In Lech Lecha, only part of Yerushalayim exists. The Geula is not complete. Avraham Avinu has not yet circumcised himself. In the beginning and middle of the parasha, Avraham Avinu was still an orel. There's still ra in the world. The bris is not b'shleimus. Therefore, Yerushalayim is not the Shleima. So on Parshas Lech Lecha, the Pasuk refers to Yerushalayim as Umalki Tzedek Melech Sholem. It's only Sholem. The Yira is missing. The Yira, which is the fear of evil, the Ra, has not yet been removed. The Orla still exists. Orla, which has in it the letters Reish Ayin, the Reish Ayin is still here. The Reish Ayin has to be removed. When the Reish Ayin is removed, when the Orla is removed and the Atara is revealed, which is the Priya part of the Bris consists of three parts. The Mila, the Priya, and the Metzitza. Mila, Priya, Metzitza is Begematria Bris Mila. When we have all three, then we have the Bris. And the Ra is gone. When the Ra is gone, the good is revealed, and we have the complete Yerushalayim. In Parshas Vayera, Yerushalayim is now complete. The Yira is added to the Sholem, and here we have the complete Yerushalayim. And this we are reading and learning in the very same month in which Yerushalayim was despised. Malchei Yisrael did not consider Yerushalayim as their capital. Yerovam's capital was in Shomron. And Yerovam's capital, to begin with, was in Shechem, not Yerushalayim. They did not choose Yerushalayim. They were not interested in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the city that unites. Yerushalayim is the city of Yira and Ahava. In Yerushalayim there's no Ra. In Yerushalayim there's no scorpion. As the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Lo Hizik Akrav B'Yerushalayim. The scorpion does not cause any damage in Yerushalayim, because Akrav and Yerushalayim are opposites. The word Akrav has in it the letters Reish Ayin, which is bad, evil, and it also has a Kuf Beis. Kuf Beis, it stands for Bris Kodesh. The Akrav, when we remove the Reish Ayin from the Akrav, when we remove the Ra, we remove the Orla, then we are left with Kuf Beis, standing for Bris Kodesh. Also Kuf Beis, which is 102, is equal to the word Emuna. As we mentioned in the previous weeks, Emuna and Bris go together, hand in hand. The more one believes, the more one is able to keep the Bris. The more one keeps the Bris, the more one is able to believe. Like Sesuru Achrei Levavchem V'Achrei Einechem, Minus and Znus, in one Pasuk. Or as we read by the Levium, Kishamu Imrasechu V'Rischa Yimsoir, they did not sin by Chet HaEgel, they were not Pogim in the Amunah because they were Shoyim and Bris, they kept the Bris Mila in the desert, they were the only ones, the only Shevet. Avram Avinu now reaches the highest level of Bris. Avram Avinu has now performed on himself Bris Mila. Avraham Avinu has removed the Orla, the Mila, the Priya, and the Metzitza. There's no more Ra. The Reish Ayin of Akrav is removed. We're left only with the Kuf Beis, with Bris Kodesh, with Kuf Beis equal to Amuna. There's no Kriris. There's Chamimus. Vahu Yoshev Pesach Oil Kechoim Hayoim. Avraham Avinu is now sitting at the entrance of his tent and basking in the warmth of the sun. The Chamimus of Kedusha. Avraham Avinu is not being harmed by the rays of the sun. Avraham Avinu is the way it will be in the future when Hashem takes the sun out of its protective layer and the tzaddikim will be healed and not chas v'sholem burnt as the Rishoyim will be. And what's Avraham Avinu's reward? Avraham Avinu experiences the hine shloisha anoshem nitzavim olav. Avraham Avinu meets three malachim. These three malachim, which the Gemara says, Raphael, Michael, and Gabriel. Vayera Elof Hashem ve'Eloi Neimamre is Begematria Raphael, Michael, and Gabriel. These are the three malachim that appear to Avram Avinu. One, as Rashi says, came to heal Avram Avinu. One came to destroy Sodom, and the other to let Sarah know the great news that she's going to have a child. And being that this is the parasha of Geula, and everything in this parasha is a metaphor of what's going to be in Yemais HaMashiach, when Hashem is going to circumcise Klal Yisrael, as the Pasuk says, Umol Hashem Alekecha Eslevavcha Veeslevav Zarecha, where the Ra will be removed. V'es Ruach HaTumah A'avir Min Ha'oretz, Hashem is going to remove the Ra, the Orla, the Klipa. The good will be revealed, and the world will be healed. Avraham Avinu experiences a refuah here. The Malach heals Avraham. In fact, the first time it ever says the word with the root heal in the Torah is in this week's parasha, not even concerning Avraham, concerning Avimelech. Vayirpa Elohim es Avimelech later on in the parasha. Because the source for refuah is here. This is the parasha of refuah. Vayera Elav Rashi says, Levaker es HaChayla. Hashem came to visit the Chayla. Avraham Avinu was a Chayla, but later he was healed. true refuah will not exist until Mashiach comes. There's a lot of sickness in the world today. There's so much sickness in the world because since we're so close to the time when there will be no more sickness. That's why there is so much sickness. Just like we know before the light, there's a lot of darkness. It's so dark now because we're before the time when there will be no more darkness. And that's one of the reasons, perhaps, why there's unfortunately so much sickness in the world. There's also a lot of refuah in the world. The medicine has advanced tremendously because we're getting close to the time of refuah shalema. Refuah shalema is begematria ruach melech ha-mashiach. Mashiach is going to bring with him the ultimate refuah. Tshuva brings refuah, as the Gemara says. There will be no more sickness. Avram Avinu, the first to be healed, the first to receive a refuah shalema by Malach Raphael here in this parasha, is a metaphor to the refuah that will exist in the time of Mashiach. The destruction of Sodom is destroyed in this week's parasha, is the metaphor of the removal of the evil in the world of the future, v'yasruach hatuma ha'avir. And what takes place when Sodom is destroyed? When the Orla is removed, the Atara is revealed, the crown is revealed. Many Mayhalim have a custom to yell out by the bris, Nizgale ha'atara, the crown has been revealed. Meaning the Mila and the Priya were just completed. There's the Mila, which is just the removal of the Orla. That's not good enough, as the Mishnah says, Mol v'loy para, ki'ilu loy mol. If one has his Orla removed, but he doesn't reveal the membrane below, which is the Priya, that's not a Mila. Mila is removing the evil, but then there's the revelation of the good. The crown is the remez to Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David in this world, Malchus of the Arak and Malchus of the Rakia, when the Malchus of Hashem is revealed in this world, Hashem Malach Geis Lovesh, it manifests itself with a Melech Basav Adam in this world, who reveals godliness in this world, beginning with David HaMelech, culminating with Melech HaMashiach. And when Sodom was destroyed, when Vayahafaych Es Ha'orim Ha'el, when Hashem turns around the cities, and Sodom, the evil, is removed. Here's the Shteben Oisecha Hanim Tzois. Here's where Malchus Beis David is hidden. As the Sfarim give the mashal of a diamond buried deep under the garbage, the most least likely place that one would find a diamond, at the bottom of a garbage can. Who would think that Mashiach is in Sodom? Who would think that Mashiach was born on Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av is the lowest day of the year. The Sodom of the year is Tisha B'Av. In time, Tisha B'Av is the lowest, below sea level of time. Just as Sodom, which is the place which is below sea level, which today is the Yam HaMelech, literally the Dead Sea, nothing grows, there's no life. A place that is cold, it's krirus, it's akriv, there is no warmth. The beginning is there's no warmth in the Dead Sea, that's why nothing grows, no fish can survive in the Dead Sea. And yet, deep under the Dead Sea are the sparks of Mashiach. That's Mashiach comes from the darkness, in the lowest place, in the lowest time, and to the lowest generation, which is our generation. Our generation is the generation of Akriv. Our generation is a very cold generation. In the word Akriv, you have the letters Akev. We are the Akev of all the generations, and the generation that is extremely cold to Yiddishkeit, because we're so far removed from Har Sinai, the last generation, but at the same time, being that it's the lowest generation, it's the generation that is going to experience the greatest revelation. And as we said before, that if we remove the Reish Ayin from Akrev, which is what Avraham Avinu accomplishes with Bris Mila, which later occurs in the Parsha itself, where Sodom is destroyed, Sodom, which is the evil of the world at that time. And we know that which the people of Sodom had fallen into, the tumah that the people of Sodom had fallen into, whether we call it the Shahanun of tumah, or as Rashi tells us, what did the people of Sodom actually say to Lot, who was trying to plead with them, that they please leave so he could take care of his guests? They said, V'neida ha'oysam, Rashi says, V'mishkav zachar. Mishkav Zohar, even then, existed. And right before Sodom is destroyed, right before the revelation of Mashiach, at that time, which is Lot and his daughters being removed from Sodom in order to bring the spark of Mashiach in the world. That's what they felt. They fell into the tumah of Mishkan Zachar, as we see in our time. In a rampant way like never before, because since we're so close to the revelation, that's why there's so much tumah in that area, just as we see in this week's parasha. And perhaps these three, the refuah of Avraham Avinu, the removal of the evil of Sodom, bringing about the revelation of Malchus Beis David. Bisdoim stands for Soid Malchus Beis David. Behu Yoshev Bisdoim. Vayomer Himoleit Al Nafshecha. The Malach says to Lloyd, remove yourself, leave the city. Vayomer Himoleit Al Nafshecha is the gematria Malchus David Ushloimoi. Malchus David Ushloimoi is about to be revealed. So the healing of Avraham Avinu, the refuah of Avraham, the removal of Sodom and the revelation of Malchus Beis David, and the good news that Sarah is going to have a child, a boy, are all as a result of the three procedures of the bris that Avraham Avinu experienced. The Mila is the removal of the Orla, the Ra, and for that Avraham Avinu experiences and sees the destruction of Sodom. Incidentally, even though Avraham Avinu was mispala for the Anshei Sodom, but the people of Sodom are totally the opposite of Avraham Avinu in every respect. The Priya, the revelation of the Atara, the Gilei HaAtara, the second part of the Bris, brings about the revelation of Malchus Beis David, which is the Atara, the crown, the Malchus, and the Metzitza, which we know Metzitza occurs, we need Metzitza because of Refuah. The Metzitza brings about the refuah of the child, of the mole, of the one who has the bris, which is why Avraham Avinu experiences a refuah shalema. Mila, Priya, Metzitza, the removal of the Ra, the revelation of the Atara, the refuah, is why we have the refuah shalema of Avraham Avinu, the destruction of Sodom, the revelation of Malchus Beis David, and the Besoira, that Sarah will have a child, the Besoiras HaGa'ula. The birth of Yitzchak, the firstborn Jew, the Jew who was born holy, Ashekidash Yedid Mi Betem, total Kedusha, Yitzchak is Kadosh Mi Betem and Kadosh until the last moment. There's not one mention of any chet concerning Yitzchak, which we don't find even by Avraham. Avraham was not born, as we mentioned last week. Avraham had to remove himself from the Tumah, from the Avodah Zarah of which he was born into. Avraham Avinu's father was an idol worshiper. Avraham Avinu himself was an idol worshiper, according to Chazal, till he was 48. Yitzchak is total Kedusha. Yitzchak, as the Gemara says, is the one who's going to be Melamed Zchus La'asid Lavoi, that the Jews deserve the Geula. Vayas Avraham Mishte Godel B'yayim Higomel Es Yitzchak. A pasuk in this week's parasha, the Gemara says in Pesachim, Kuf Yates Amud Beis, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ligmoel Chesed Im Zaroi Shal Avraham Avinu, B'yoyim she'yigomel zaroi shel Yitzchak. In other words, even though the pasuk is talking about the mishta that Avraham Avinu makes for Yitzchak, either the bris, some say it's the bar mitzvah, or the upsharon, the weaning, when he was weaned from Sarah, when he was no longer nursing, B'yoyim he'gomel as Yitzchak. The Gemara says it's referring to the su'udah of la'asid lovay, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to redeem his children. And where is it told to us? Where do Chazal tell us that this su'udah will take place? On this pasuk here, referring to the birth of Yitzchak. The birth of Yitzchak is a metaphor to the leida of Mashiach, to the arrival of Mashiach. The besoira then, the good news that the Malach imparts to Avraham to tell Sarah, the besoira, that ko'es chaya l'sara bein, shoiv oshav elecha ko'es chaya v'hinei bein l'sara ishtecha. That's the besoira, the good news that the geula is coming, which belongs in Parshas Vayera, because this is the parsha of Revelation. The Pasha begins with Vayera Elav Hashem. The Pasha ends what seems to be totally insignificant, totally unimportant. The Torah tells us that you should know after the Akedah, Avraham Avinu found out that his sister-in-law Milcah also had children. Hine Yolda Milcah Gamhi Banam Anachar Achicha. And the Torah enumerates their names. And the last of the children that Milcah had, his name was Besuel. And then it says, Ubesuel Yoladis Rivka. Shmoina Ela Yolda Milcah. Says Rashi, all these family members were only mentioned to tell us that Besuel was the father of Rivka, that Rivka was born, and now Yitzchak has his soulmate, Yitzchak has Rivka, and from the two, we have Klal Yisrael. Besuel Yolad is Rivka. Why does the Torah tell us, Yolda Milka Gamhi, what's the Gamhi, also she, why should she not have children? One medrash says that she was also an Akara, and when Sarah became pregnant, so did she. She also experienced a nes. There's a medrash that says that all the Nevi'ei Umais Ha'olam, all the Goyisha prophets, come from Milcah. Utzes, Eiv, as the medrash enumerates the different Nevi'im that the Goyim had, that are descendants of Milcah. Yolda Milcah Gamhi, just like from Sarah and Avraham, Nevi'ei Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, Malchus Beis David, there's also the Yolda Milcah Gamhi. But the purpose of it all is Ubesu El Yolades Rivka. Meaning, at the same time there's a real Vayera, at the same time that there's a revelation, at the same time that the Kedusha is expanding and more holiness is being revealed, on the other side we also see revelation. There's tremendous revelation in the world of medicine, there's tremendous revelation in science, there's tremendous revelation in computer technology, in space technology. Not necessarily that it is evil, it could be utilized for good, certainly. But we also see, unfortunately, a lot of revelations and a lot of inroads in Tumma. At the same time that there's an explosion of knowledge, at the same time there's so much Torah and Chochmah and Kedusha. Zeh le'uma zeh osa Elohim, as we mentioned in the previous parasha, that we have Amalek mentioned in last week's parasha, and Yishmael and so on. So the Torah tells us, don't be impressed that you see that Yolda Milka Gamhi Bonim Anachar Achicha. Don't be impressed that on the other side there are also revelations. There's also Leida. There's Nevi'ei Umais Ha'olam, and there's psychic powers in the world, and there's all sorts of revelations that you see in some of these newspapers on the front pages. We shouldn't even look at them. You hear about all these revelations and revelations. What's the purpose of all of it? Ubesu El Yolades Rivka. All of this is only to lead to the Ubesu El Yolades Rivka. The word Vayera stands for Ubesu El Yolades Rivka. The whole Vayera is to lead to Ubesu El Yolades Rivka. Any other revelations are just to test us. The real Vayera is only the Vayera Elav Hashem Be'eloinei Mamre. L'dover Hashem Oiri V'yishi. Oiri is Rosh Hashanah. We know that Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah laning is in this week's parasha. From Hashem Pokad Esorah till the end of the parasha is lain on both days Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, the day in which we blow the shofar to usher in the shofar gadol of Mashiach. The David Hashem Oiri, Oiri also is Rosh Hashanah, so Besu El Yolades Rivka. The purpose is, from everything that we see around us, as the Or HaChaim says, that when there's Kedusha, there has to be Tumah around it. Just like the rose is surrounded by thorns, and one has to be very careful when he plucks the rose to remove the thorns carefully, because otherwise he will be damaged, he'll be hurt by the thorns. As the great Neshama of Rivka is coming into the world, surrounding Rivka are all these neshamas, Utz and Buz and Kemuel and Kesed and Chazoy and Pildash and Yidlof and the Pilegesh who has Tevach, Gacham, Tachash and Macham. This is all the Tumah that surrounds the Shoshana, Kishoshana ben Hachoychim, like the rose among thorns, Kein Doidi ben Abonois, Kein Rayosi ben Abonois. And the same today, the fact that we see so much in the negative, the Utz and the Buz and this despot and this dictator and this nonsense and this tumah and here and then, all this utz, buz, kemuel, kesed, chazoy, which what the Torah talks to us at the end of the parasha, really all of it is to lead to the ultimate vayera, to the besu al yoladis Rivka. Rivka also has in her name three letters that are in the word akrev. Says the Bnei Yisroel that akrev stands for ikar bayis. Ikar bayis means the main house. The main house referring to the third Beis HaMikdash. The third Beis HaMikdash, as the Medrash tells us, the Yalkut Shemoni and Malachim, will be dedicated in the month of Mar Cheshvan. Yes, despite that it is Mazal Akrav, and Mazal Akrav symbolizes this world, Olam HaZeh, is a world of Akrav, a world of Krivus, a world of Pilug, a world of Ra, our job is to remove the Ra and reveal the Bris Kodesh, and reveal the Amuna that exists in the Kuf Beis, in the Kav. The Gemara says, Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Kav Venoki. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, his teaching was called Kav. Kav Venoki. Kav means pure. When you remove the Ra, then you have purity. You have the Kav. We remove the Resh Ayin of Akrev, was Zeichet to the Kuf Beis, which is Bris Kodesh and Amuna, and was Zeichet to the Vayera Elav Hashem Be'eloi Neimamre. Aram Avinu reaches the highest levels here after his Bris. Metaphor to the time that we're going to experience the Vero called Boso Yachtov Kipi Hashem Diber, and will be Zeicha to the ultimate Refuah, where all those who need a Refuah will experience a Refuah Shalema. where all the evil in the world will be removed, including the Sodom of our time, where Malchus Beis David will be revealed in the most unlikely fashion. The Gemara says that Mashiach will come Behesach Hadas, which means unexpected, when we least expect it to happen. And the Gemara compares it to the scorpion and to a lost object found in the street. The Gemara says there are three that occur unexpectedly: Mashiach, Metziah, and Akriv. One least expects to be bitten by a scorpion. One's not looking for the scorpion. For some reason, as mentioned in previous years, the Gemara equates the scorpion with Mashiach and the Metziah. As we read in this week's Parsha, Matzasi David Avdi, how Mashiach is found in Sodom. There would be Zeicha to greet Mashiach, and to the revelation, as we read in this week's parasha of Vayera, and turn around the Akrev to Ikar Bayis, remove the evil, and experience the ultimate refuah, and of course the ultimate Besayra Toiva, the good news, Vehine Bein Lesara Ishtacha, which of course refers not only to Yitzchak, but to his descendant, Mashiach ben David, who should be revealed immediately, and take us out of Golus, and remove all the evil, and we'll be Zeicha to all of this, and very soon, immediately in our time.